Let's go to the Word of God now. Here we go. Time to preach. Amen. Y'all right? Come on. New series called Mama Said. It's actually been on my heart for about a year and a half. I wanted to do something like this. Thought I'd do it last Mother's Day and do it in the summer. And for some reason, I just didn't do it. And I'm glad I didn't do it. Because if I've ever needed to rely on the strength of my mother, it's over these last several months. And I got, you know, Jesus' strength, got that on me, you know, I want that for sure. But it's all right to draw on the strength of your mother. That's a good thing. Things that she said. And I got images of her and words that she would tell me in the mess I've been going through. I can hear her loud and clear. Quit wouldn't be an answer. Not from my mama. She'd get in my face. You know what I'm saying? So, little series over the next several weeks, from Mother's Day to Father's Day, Mama Said. Amen? Let's go with it. Today's message, Mama Was, Mama Is. This is my message, just so you go hear crazy words. Amen? Mama was. She's a bad person. But Mama is. She's incredible today. She's dancing with Jesus. She's in heaven. I'm telling you something right now. Something happened in my mother's life. I'd like to share that with you today. Let's go to the big screen. We're going to roll with it this morning. I want to take you back to my hometown, Rockingham, North Carolina. It's where I was born, where I was raised. Proud of it. I still, when I go back to Rockingham, see people I know. A lot of people, they don't move from Rockingham. And nobody really moves to Rockingham. Used to. We used to have the big racetrack, The Rock, for NASCAR fans. NASCAR started right there where I'm from, right in that area. Richard Petty, and his daddy was Lee Petty. And that's where all that started, right in that neck of the woods, within 30, 40 miles of where I grew up. But now that racetrack is not there anymore in the NASCAR circuit, and a lot of people don't come there. Big highway they put through there outside of town used to come through there. We at least could give you a ticket. We can't even do that anymore. Town probably has about 18,000. Everything you need in a town, really. All the stores and everything. Good people. Marjorie's been to my home church. You were recently in Rockingham, what, about a year ago or so? Oh, no. It's okay. We got a nursery if he keeps, or we got whatever. Amen. Here we go. So anyway, welcome to Rockingham. That's where I was born and raised. My mother, born right across the way there, a little town called Hamlet. It's all the same place. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where we grew up. Let's go, Rod. You got to remove some pics, buddy. Here we go. That's my street I lived on, River Road. River Road. That's it right there in Caroline Street. But I don't even believe that sign was there when I was growing up. Here's what I thought my street was right here. Dead end. I do. I remember that so clearly. Where you live? Dead end. I didn't know everybody had one of them that lived on a dead end street. That's my street. That's my house I grew up in. 109 River Road. I went there with Charlie, our drummer, back in February. And the house is burned. Now, the aluminum siding and everything's still on it. But when you look at the eaves, they're all falling down. And I think the only thing holding that house up is some aluminum siding right now. So it burned. So I might never see it like that again. I'm sure they'll tear it down. But that's where I grew up. I have six brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest. And by many years, by 7, 8 years is my older. They start and then they go 12 years older than me. This is where my mama worked. That sign's no longer there. I took a picture of it not long ago, but there's another highway that's going in through there, and that's Revel's Barbecue Lodge. So I come by liking barbecue honest ever since I was a little kid. I mean, best barbecue on the planet. I don't care where you're from. Your barbecue's second class. I don't care what you think. Best barbecue right there in North Carolina. Amen? If for no other reason, just go out of your way sometime and just get some barbecue in North Carolina. I don't care what it costs you. Just go on and do it. It's good stuff. Amen? Mama grew up as a, you know, she was a waitress. She was a hell raiser. And drank a lot. That was my life. Especially when I was the baby and everybody else was grown and gone. you know, mama ran around on my daddy, cheated on my daddy, brought men into the house. That's how I grew up. One fellow she started bringing home on a regular basis on the weekend. My brother Terry, y'all know him. We were not Christians, none of us. But he didn't want me to be in that hell hole on the weekend. And he would come and rescue me and get me out of there. That's my big brother. He called me yesterday because he knew Mother's Day would be hard on me this year. Very hard. And he said, I want you to know I got some good news. I said, what, brother? He said, I got tickets for the Minnesota Vikings and the Carolina Panthers in October. And he said, you and me are going. Amen. So, anyway, so isn't it nice to have people like that in your life? So that's the way I grew up, and that's who Mama was. I mean, she was just, it was just rough. And then she finally married this fella. She was, at that time, she would have probably been in mid to late 40s when this happened. She married this fella, and before long, what goes around comes around. I remember her telling me, he's a man's man. He ain't like your daddy. Well, for long, he wasn't coming home no more. And so she's getting drinking more and more now. I'm about 15 years old, and she's getting really, really, really depressed and screwed up, messed up. By this time, her legs ain't working real good, and so she can't even work and wait tables anymore. So we have nothing. We're about to starve to death. And life's hard on Mama. We used to have a garden right here, especially the last several years that I was home as a kid. That was a garden. It didn't look like that, I'll tell you that. That's not my yard. That was a piece of land down the way from us. And Mama asked this man, Mr. Segoe, if we could garden his land, and she'd give him vegetables and stuff if we could do that. He said, sure, no problem. So I spent a lot of time on that land. And the cool thing is, my house is in the worst part of Rockingham. It's horrible over there. But of all places, the veterans came in and made this piece of property right by my yard a memorial. And so even though the house is now burned, even though it's prostitution and crud all up and down the street through there, I can go there. And I say it was really nice for them to do that for my mama. Amen? So I get a beautiful piece of land and a lot of little crosses. That's where the soldiers are remembered. Were you there with me and saw it? You were there, baby, me and Charles. You've been to Rockingham, baby. That's awesome. I'd like to take more of you to Rockingham with me sometime. It's a great trip. So anyway, that's a little bit about my mama. Now I want to go forward with the message now on Mama Said. Here's some things Mama said. Are you ready? Mama said this. Say it with me. I need, one more time, I need help. I came in from partying one night, and she's in that recliner in the living room, in the old den with Pabst Blue Ribbons all around the chair. She's drunk, can't even hardly get up. And Billy Graham, the preacher's going off of TV. And she looked at me drunk, and she said, we're going to church in the morning. Somehow, some way, Mama knew she needed help. That's what Mama said. Here's what the Bible says. Come unto me, Jesus speaking, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, say it with me, and I'll give you what? I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest for your souls. So that's the first thing Mama said. And you need to say that. I don't know where you're at today, what your life is like. But you need to say, you've got to get to the place where you know you can't do it by yourself. You just can't. Oh, he's a man's man. Oh, yeah, things changed. Thought this was the answer. It's not the answer. You need help. And Mama said, I need help. Amen? Something else Mama said. Well, she got some help, all right, because that very next morning, we walked to that church right there. Temple Baptist Church. We walked up Caroline Street, and the hill is like that. Is that right, Charles? Hill like that? It's a hill. Amen? We didn't know where we were going. I thought she was an idiot. I cussed her out. Thought she was an absolute fool. Why are we going to do that, crazy lady? I can't say what I said. It was so evil to her. But the only reason I went was to keep some preacher from taking our last dollar. So we walked to Temple Baptist Church. First church we could find, right past Willie Reed's Grocery. You and I went there and got a cheer wine, remember? Amen. That's a good drink. Don't be thinking. Here we go. Here we go. Second thing Mama said, say it with me. Mama said, I need help. Mama said this, I am what? Come on, would you say that? I am. Boy, you need to say that. That's how you get found, man. You got to know you're lost. She said, I am lost. I am lost. My life's a wreck. I mean, is this going to be the way I'm going to live my life the rest of my life? She said. Is there any hope for somebody like me? I'm lost. I'm lost out here. Two men went into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, the other a publican, a sorry, no good sinner man. The Pharisee, the religious fellow, stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this sorry publican, evil tax collector, sinner man. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of everything that I possess. And the publican, the sorry, evil sinner man, standing afar off, he wouldn't even lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote himself on the breast and he said, God, say it with me, be what? Merciful to me, a sinner. He knew he needed help. He knew he was lost. I tell you, Jesus speaking, this man went to his house, what? Justified, rather than the other man. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be what? Exalted. Mama humbled herself. That's what she did. So she said, I need help. Mama said, say it with me again. I am. Have you said that to the Lord? Are you still trying to play the game? I went to this church. I was baptized. I was christened. I was this. I was that. Big hairy deal. I could care less what you were or what you did. The bottom line is you need Jesus Christ. God didn't send his son to this earth to die on the cross a horrible death so you could get up by bragging about what you did. You hear me today? You got to do like mama. Well, I won't no drunk like your mama, but you're a sinner just like my mama. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man, we got to know we need help. We've got to say, I'm lost. Man, I hope you get hope from that today. That's what my mama said. Amen? And I'm an eyewitness. And I'm living proof that this will work. Amen? What else did mama say? Here's what mama said. Say it with me. I believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was December the 18th, 1977. The pastor was Eddie Zimmerman. He preached that morning, 3 weeks after we had gone to church. Third Sunday we came. That morning he preached Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. And he'd rap on that old pulpit, bang on that old thing. And then he gave an invitation. You've got to open the door. You've got to put your faith in Christ. There's no other options. There's no other way. And my drunk mama, won't drunk at the time, but she'd have been going home getting drunk soon after. I sat on the edge. She come out, pushed me an aisle, went down front. Me not even knowing what I was doing, I went with her. I'm crazy. A lady talked to my mother and led her in a sinner's prayer. My mother put her heart and faith in Jesus. Over here, I did the same thing. Didn't even know what I was doing. Be honest with you. God talked to me, lovingly helped me. And it was the same Sunday I put my faith in Christ. It's incredible. Mama said, I believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you said that? Have you got that nailed? Can somebody that knows you and your family, a friend that knows you close, could they stand on this stage and say of you, like I say about my mama, that you truly believe in Jesus Christ? Can somebody say that about you, that you're a believer in Jesus Christ? Mama was. Mama is. Amen? So these are things mama said. So my mama became a Christian. She was born again. Did that mean all her problems went away? No! Does it mean all your problems are going to go away? No! Amen? Some scriptures. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Believe on him. If you'll confess with your mouth, I say it here every Sunday at fellowship. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you'll believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's incredible. We quote this verse all the time. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Mama believed that. She said, I need help. She said, I'm lost. She said, I believe in Jesus Christ. Surely a life can't change if that's all you do. I want to tell you different. Yes, it is. A life can change. If you admit you need help, if you will admit that you're lost and cry out to God, and then you will put your faith in Jesus Christ, your life can be changed. You hearing me today? It happens. That's why I stay doing what I do in Englewood. Only a fool would do what I do. But I am a fool. I'm a fool for Christ. I'm a nut. I know I'm a nut. That's fine. Anywhere I go, I'm a nut. But anywhere I go, if they get to know me any length of time, they know I believe in Jesus Christ. And my life's been changed. Your life can be changed. Without the game playing, without the gimmickry. You understand? That's the way it works. Mama was, but Mama is now. Mama was a horrible person. But now, Mama's born again. Mama's got a chance. Mama's got a new start. Mama's got a new heart. She went home that day. I watched her with my own eyes. She took out to her what was liquid gold, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and she took it and poured it down the cast iron sink in the kitchen. Could not believe it. I'm standing over in the corner going, Mama done gone crazy. Mama done gone crazy on us. Amen. I mean, when she got saved quick. I got saved. It took me about 6 months. I mean, before I stopped doing stuff and I still struggle even to this day. But Mama, when she got saved quick. Amen. And her life changed. But it didn't mean her problems went away. Just a few months earlier, she had married this man. His name was Thurman Alvin Riley. She called him T.A. Matter of fact, he became known as just Riley. He was a mean man. Abusive man. Just the way he treated people in general. So now Mama's saved. But Mama lived a hard life after she became a Christian. And I'd like to just share it with you. Mama was saved, but her husband refused Christ. She had once been a drunk and an evil woman, but now Jesus Christ had changed her life. She was a new creature in Christ Jesus, just like the Bible says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. She was a new creation in Christ. I saw it before my very eyes. I could not believe it. Her husband didn't get saved. He didn't change. And he resented her for the change in her life. Something had happened to my mother. She was different. Yes, she was different, all right. She was a child of God now. It was incredible. It was only a couple of years later I went off to college. And my life took another trail. But for the following 15 years, this man constantly attacked my mother, attacked her faith. He ridiculed her faith. He harassed her about going to church. It was constant, all the time. He undermined her in any way that he could. He mocked her. You're no Christian. You're pathetic. And would talk down to her. And if you knew my mother, and you saw her grow, and you saw the strength, and you saw the smile, her whole demeanor, everything had started to change in her life. She became a beautiful Southern belle. It was incredible. He treated my mother like dirt, like a dog. This is how my mother lived. He never spoke to her unless it was hurtful or unkind. There he is on the right. Whenever we would have family gatherings, Thanksgiving, it was weird. He would always want to get his plate first and eat before the family ate. as you see the tea glasses all sitting there around the table, and who's there eating with him? Mama. Now, the 20 of us later are going to be eating in a little bit. Self-centered, about himself. This is the way my mother lived. He never spoke to her unless it was unkind. He never touched my mother in a loving manner. There was no loving touch coming back to my mother. She was the most loving person on the planet and never got a touch. He didn't celebrate her birthday. I still do. March the 9th, 1932. It's a sacred day for me. Didn't get her Christmas present, but she is the kind of person that would just give because Jesus came in, made her a new creature. You understand? Yes or no? I talk like this because I want to honor my mother on Mother's Day. I also talk like this so you can get to know me better. It's who I am. He disliked her kids, especially me. And I wear that as a badge of honor to this very day. It's all right. He made her pay all the bills with her meager Social Security check, even though he is worth about $1 million. But that's just a way he could keep her under his thumb. And fella, if you're here in this room today and you're like this, you're feeling pretty crappy right now, aren't you? Say. There's no way to treat a lady. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Fellas, can I get a big amen? Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, do something. Amen. Come on. He took away my mother's transportation. Wasn't something he bought her. It was something my brother brought her. So she'd have to walk everywhere she went. He's paranoid about his truck. He'd literally go around the truck and rake at night just to see in the morning when he got up if mama had gone and used his truck. She lived like that. He bugged all the phones for years. After her death, we found all these tapes of all these conversations. My brother Kenny still has them. He tried to turn Mama's friends against her. You met one of them. Mrs. Coward was her best friend that you went and spent time with and had lunch with. That was her very best friend. He literally tried to turn her friends against her and even her kids against her. That's the way Mama lived. He took her name off of every joint account. That's a horrible way to live. Is that horrible or what? Come on. He forbid Mama to come to my wedding. I didn't know why Mama couldn't come. It hurt me. Why she couldn't come to Inglewood, Florida. I was married right here in this town. But I found out after her death she had made a beautiful dress. Her closest friend, the lady you met, told me that he had beat her body black and blue, and that's why she couldn't come to the wedding, and she wasn't going to come looking like that. And she'd had to have reconstructive surgery on her nose because he beat her so bad because she wanted to come to her baby boy's wedding. Horrible. And I didn't know any of this until after her death when I saw the photographs, literal photographs. Mama lived every day, say it with me, as if it would be her what? One more time. Mama lived every day as if it would be her. And you know what? Mama taught me something. That's not a bad way to live life. If every day you live it to the full, as if it could be your last day. Amen? You've heard me say that before around here, ain't you? That's because Mama said it. Mama lived it. She told her pastor it was most difficult to sleep at night. You know who her pastor was? A man who speaks here every July, Joey Bird. How many have ever heard Pastor Bird speak? Yeah. See, these are real people. This is a real lady, real story, real change, real pain. And she said, Pastor, it's hardest to sleep at night. And after her death, I got her Bible. I still have it. Of course I do. And she said, because he threatens to kill me when I go to bed. We'll kill you tonight while you sleep. And so this passage of Scripture became precious to my mother. She would read it often. The Living Bible. We live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who's above all gods. This I declare, that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety, underlined. He is my God. I'm trusting Him, for He rescues you from every trap. He protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you under His wings. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your honor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark anymore, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Is that incredible? Mama was amazing. Well, He did kill her. It wasn't while she slept. It was after a Wednesday night prayer meeting at an old country church the night before Thanksgiving. Charlie, you went there with me. Mama's grave back in February. I never go home without going by my mama's grave. I don't know how you do it. That's how I do it. I don't have to stay long, but I have to go. Amen? And it says right there, Mama, and her favorite verse, and we know all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, that's a hard message, isn't it, for y'all to hear this morning on Mother's Day? You've depressed us all, Gary. I'm sorry life isn't roses all the time. That's the world we live in. Life's hard. Mama showed, though life was hard, you can still live it to the full. Mama was, Mama is, Mama was changed. I want to introduce you to my mama today. This is a joy and a delight for me. I wish I could bring her out here, but she's in heaven right now. I can't do that. You'll get to meet her one day, if you know Jesus. If you don't, you ain't going to see her. You understand? Say. I really would like to introduce you one day. The best I can do is this right now. I'd like to introduce you to my mother. That's my mother, Ann Clark Riley. And you see that smile on her face? Back it up. See that smile on her face? That's what you could expect when you saw my mother. Big old smile. It's incredible. It's who she was. That's the last time I saw my mother alive in that dress right there. She made that dress with her own hands. She's an incredible lady. She was always smiling. If you met my mother, she was always smiling. That's why it's important right here at Fellowship Church, when we see people, we ought to be nice to them. Y'all understand that, yes or no? Now you know a little bit about me, where I come from, how I believe, what's happened in my life. Nobody should ever walk in here and get a grumbly, ugly, nasty person. Amen? I'd rather you just leave. I could care less about you, to be honest with you, if you want to know the truth. If you want to just be ugly to people, get out of my life. Isn't that awful? You're not helping the kingdom, are you, say? Come on! Smile. If she could smile, I'd put up her pain against your pain any day. You can do it, man. Smile. She always smiled. She was concerned about others. Are you kidding me? You live like this at home, yet when you get away from home, when you get out of that prison, you light up the room? Yeah. She was constantly giving to people, though she had nothing. She'd pick up cans by the road. She'd get tied box tops and things from people, and she would send in rebates. She would do whatever she could. She became one of the biggest givers at Temple Baptist Church, and she had nothing to give except she had creativity. She could take a little piece of a plant and stick it in some dirt and make it grow, put it in a hanging basket, get $10 for it. She could plant okra in the ground, sell it for $18 a bushel, walk up to the bank, sell it to the bank people. She's crazy. I never seen anything like it. Instead of throwing away 2-liter bottles, she'd cut them right there at the bottom above that black part. Put a little dirt in it, stick a little piece of plant in it, put the thing back on the top. She had a little building greenhouse. She had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them out there in a little shed in the backyard. Boom, that went to plants, that went to baskets. Boom, she's making money. Crazy. Isn't that crazy? Seems crazy to me. She worked with her hands so she could give to other people. Her neighbor said to me after her murder, she said, your mother came to this fence every day and not one time did she come that she didn't have something in her hand to give me. That's awesome. That's why we want Fellowship Church to be a giving church. Amen? We want to give to other people. Now you might understand better. Clark, why you do the stuff you do? Mama said. Amen? And I'm finding out things Mama said was what Jesus said. Isn't that crazy? She loved and attended God's house faithfully. That church, that was her place, man. She was a tither. She was a giver to her church. Nobody had to force her to do it. She said, you got to give God his first. She was an encourager. When you saw her, she didn't rain on your parade because of her horrible life. You would never knew she had a horrible life. I would say, Mama, how you doing? And she would turn it around so fast. How you doing? She had a way of turning it and getting off of her pain so quick and could be right back into you, encouraging you. I need to learn to do that better. She never complained. She served her husband. Are you kidding me? I mean, to be honest, I'd have put a bullet in his head. Excuse me. She served him. She prayed for him. Can you believe that? She hummed a lot. So do I. If you ride anywhere with me for a while, I'm going to get on your nerve. I come by it honest. Amen? Come on. She loved her grandkids. That's the last time she got to be with Mitch down at Inglewood Beach. That's the last time she held my little baby, Elise, on her lap. She loved him. She loved her pastor and his wife. Joey Bird somehow felt like he was my mother's son. She had a way of making you feel that way and giving to you and loving on you. She never whined or grumbled about her church. That was a place where she would go and have relief before she went back to the hell hole. There she is right in the middle. These ladies were friends of hers that got together and made a special quilt and fancy pillows there for Joey and Linda. It's the kind of person she was. She was incredible. These two things she made with her hands, they hang at that home church. You've been there. They named the fellowship hall after my mother back home at that church. I never read this really until this week. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in this world we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. Wow, yeah, come on, Mama. She's crazy. Amen. That helped me this week. She's talking to me. Here's something else. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I could waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it. Amen? Isn't that good stuff? Mama still lives. Lives in my heart. She's talking to me. So I want you to erase any picture. I know it was depressing a little bit, and every time I talk about my mama like this, it is. Crowds go, oh, ugh. But anyway, erase any picture in your mind of a defeated, depressed, or complaining woman. You forget about that. She was a conqueror. My mother was a conqueror. She's an example to me right now of how I'm supposed to live my life. I'm to lift my head up. I'm to keep one foot in front of the other. I need to know that I can make it. That's what my mama would tell me. Amen? And I'm telling you that today. Lift your head up. But how could she be so victorious under such persecution? How could she do that? How could she be this incredible person? I got three last things in their fast that Mama said. Here's what she said. I'll read God's Word every day. I'll read that Bible every day. That's what she did. I'll read it every day. Every day I will read my Bible. Nobody can stop me from doing that. And He'll talk to me. God will talk to me. My husband might not talk to me, but my Savior will talk to me. I will talk to Him. I will listen to Him. So she read her Bible every day. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed to the Word. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. The word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Mama said every day, how'd she make it? Talk to me now. I'll read God's word when? Once a week, say. Uh-uh. Every day. So I can brag and tell all my friends how spiritual I am. Uh-uh. So I can survive. So I can make it. See, she was strong. Read that word every day. And the way you could tell she read it every day, because the way she lived life. I mean, there's no way she could have lived the life she had unless the Word of God was pouring into her life. And you could tell it because the way her Bible was used. You can't pull the wool. I mean, if you're reading your Bible, it's going to get used. Amen. Say. That was her. That's how she made it. Mama would say to you people today, read your Bible every day. How did Mama make it? Here's how. Here's what Mama said. She said, say it with me. I will do what? When? When I feel like it. Uh-uh. I will go to church every Sunday. What if you ain't got a car? I will walk. What if it's raining? I will humble myself and I will call somebody to come get me. Or I'll get me an umbrella. You hearing me today? This is what Mama said. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, especially as we see the day approaching when Jesus will come again. Amen? Need to be in church. Ephesians, He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. Mama would go to church because she needed to mature and grow in the Lord. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We get together so we can encourage one another. We can learn till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God into a mature man and to the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive us. But we speak the truth in love. That we can grow up in Him in all things, which is our head, even Christ, from whom the body of Christ, is fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying itself in love. Mama thought it was important that she would come and be with us. Amen? She needed it. That's what Mama said. The last thing. You know what Mama said? I'm going to love people. But wait, you're beat down at the house. You get treated terrible. How can you do it? Because I can. I'm going to love people. That's what Mama said. Mama said, I will love people. And she did. She loved incredibly. We can do it, people. Y'all hearing me today? We can love. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. My mother literally laid down her life for me and my family. She had moved here and had left him. And she was living with me. And one morning, she gets up and says, "I'm going home today." I said, "What? I'm going home. Going back." "Why, Mama?" She said, "Are you going to take me to the airport? Do I need Laverne to go? And I'll call Laverne and she'll come over and get me and take me to the airport." I said, "No, Mama, I'll take you." I took her to the airport. A few months later, I get the call, my mother has been shot. I didn't know why she left until after she was killed. The same lady that you went and saw, Mrs. Coward, told me that Riley had come to Englewood, never been here before, had cased out my house, and he called my mother and said, "I'm going to kill Gary, Joy, Mitchell, and Elise, unless you get back here." I never knew that. Greater love has no man than this, and a man lay down his life for his friends. She's an incredible lady, wasn't she? Love suffers long, is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doesn't behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there's prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there's tongues, they shall cease. Whether you knowledge, it shall vanish away. But love will never fail. Mama made a decision, I'm going to love people. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. She said she loved people. So that's the end of my message today. I want you to get a little taste of Mama. And if you're depressed, well, I'm sorry. Amen? She had a hard life, but she's with Jesus now. Mama changed the world. Mama changed the world. Mama changed the world. I'm going to tell you something. Man, she changed my world forever. She's an awesome lady. You know, incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible lady. I'm done. Just a couple more statements. Every day, and it seems like now more than ever, I draw on the lessons that Mama said. Incredible. Every day, I'm like, it's like I'm a crazy person. It's like I'm talking to my mama sometimes. But I sure am glad I had that kind of relationship with her. Amen? Mama was, Mama is with Jesus. And always in my heart. If you've got a mother that's alive, love her. If you have a chance, I don't care what's happened. Try your best. Amen? Let's stand together. Praise the Lord.